Pennsylvania Department of Corrections and County District Attorney's bogus charges against the Dallas Six by Shaka Boonham. Andre Jacobs, Carrington Keys, Derek Stanley, Dwayne Peters, Anthony Kelly, and Anthony Locke are the Dallas Six, a group of courageous Pennsylvania state prisoners who have stood up against the prison guards' torture, abuse, and terror of prisoners in solitary confinement at SCI Dallas Prison, and whom have suffered retaliation at the hands of prison guards with the filing of bogus criminal charge of riot. When prison guards torture fellow prisoner Isaac Sanchez by strapping him into a torture restraint chair for 18 hours overnight, causing the prisoner numbness in his limbs and to urinate and defecate on himself, the Dallas Six protested this cruel treatment by covering their cell windows with paper to bring attention to the incident. On April 29, 2010, the prison guards responded to the Dallas Six covering their cell door window with paper by arming up in black SWAT team uniforms, canisters of deadly OC tear gas spray, Roman-style plastic riot shields, taser guns, and a handheld video camera to perform cell extraction assaults on each of the prisoners' assigned cells. In prison, cell extraction assaults are performed on prisoners for refusing to obey an order while inside his cell, such as refusing to return a metal tray, a meal tray, refusing to speak with a prison official, or covering the cell's windows, vent, or light with paper. Prison guards use such reasons as a pretext to perform cell extractions on prisoners in order to physically beat and brutalize them. On April 29, 2010, a six-man armed cell extraction team bull rushed into the individual cells of the Dallas Six members while being recorded by video camera and handcuffed, punched, kicked, tasered, and tear gassed the Dallas Six as they lay on the floor in a face-down position of surrender. Prison guards left the Dallas Six injured in their cells, naked, beaten bloody, with burnt skin, burning eyes, and in great pain. The Dallas Six filed grievance complaints and civil action lawsuits with the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections and the courts concerning the prisoner guards' April 29th assault. And in retaliation, the prison guards had the Luzerne County District Attorney bring the criminal charge of riot against the Dallas Six a year later to cover up their criminal assault against them. The criminal charge of riot brought against the Dallas Six are bogus because the alleged riots supposedly occur in the solitary confinement area of the prison. In every prison USA, solitary confinement is custody level 5 and the most secure area of a prison. Solitary confinement area is isolated from the general prison, and it is where prisoners are held confined to a cell 24 hours a day. Prisoners confined in solitary never leave their cells until they are handcuffed or shackled. During this so-called riot by the Dallas Six, they were confined to their cells and only covered their cell door windows with paper in peaceful protest over cruel treatment. Where was this so-called riot in solitary confinement where none of the Dallas Six were outside of their cells of confinement, where no prison guards were overpowered, where no prison guards were assaulted, where no prison property were destroyed, and where no prisoners sought to riot in any way imaginable? The Dallas Six are scheduled to begin trial on the bogus criminal charge of riot next week, but it is apparent that the people who should be standing trial here are the law-breaking prison guards and the county district attorney. Let's acquit the Dallas Six and convict the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections. I am Kerry Shaka Boonham Marshall, founding member of the Human Rights Coalition, prison radio correspondent, and co-founder and editor of the Movement magazine.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.